There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Watching everything the U.S. government has done in the past 4 years from afar, or 3 years since we've been away, has been kind of a never-ending cascade of like fear and stress and dread. But then to see how things went with the initial handling of the pandemic, I mean, I never could have expected, even knowing the kind of broad incompetence of the current administration, I would not have expected that the U.S. would be by far the leader in the world for deaths. The part that I might have seen coming was the fact that it became such a political thing, that it wasn't about, okay, there's a virus and how best can we stop the spread or make sure less people die, but that it became this thing about, well, your take on masks is sort of a signifier of your identity. Some people questioned the wisdom of coming to the U.S. as cases are spiking again, but it felt like it was something I should do, that I had to do, and that I wanted to do. I've always thought that it was incredibly important to vote, and I never understood the fact that so many people who are eligible to vote just don't. Some of that is they may be limited in whatever way, they may be suppressed voters, but a certain number of people just don't engage. And that always struck me as insane, even when things weren't so crazy with the politics here. My name is Gabriel Lee. I live in Sweden with a Swedish wife and 3 kids. Traveling and being able to move around is fundamental to my life and my work. It's something that I've always done as long as I can remember. I am originally from New York City, American passport, but grew up largely outside of the U.S. When I was a younger kid, I lived in Japan until I was 10. I went back to New York for university. Got a master's at UC Berkeley in documentary, but then found excuses to go to Latin America or Asia or be in France or whatever it might be. I ended up getting a job in Miami, lived there for a bit, and I ended up in Sweden because I met my wife, who is Swedish. We had twins on the way, and we thought, well, what's the best quality of life we can have with multiple children? And Sweden was clearly the best option. Sweden pays you to be a parent for the first couple of years. You know, they pay your salary almost to stay home with your kids when they're babies, which is fantastic. That's a great thing. And it's allowed us to be more with our kids in the early years, which would have been very difficult in the U.S. There's this thing in the U.S. of sort of making a bunch of money. Work is a really important part of your life. You can do really well if you get it right, but you're sort of having to kind of like keep at it, pushing, working, be a kind of like full-time, 80 hours a week, 100 hours a week, hustler, you know? If you want to have a little more of a quiet life with your kids, be home with your kids more often, that's a big consideration. So that's how I ended up there. So when the pandemic happened, I was absolutely relieved to be away from the U.S. Talking to friends and family in the U.S., I had a kind of sense of just this uncertainty and general dread that was only growing. Just watching it kind of almost disintegrate, both on a government level and population level. That's what it feels like from a distance. And you can't take your eyes off it either. I mean, I haven't been able to try and forget about it, really. Sweden was having some deaths too, but it didn't feel like a national emergency. And this was just an unbelievable level of destruction. And seeing the photos of the freezer trucks for the bodies in New York, people in hazmat suits that were dealing with them, that really felt like we'd arrived at some kind of dystopian future much sooner than, you know, anyone expected. Despite being kind of an expat on and off throughout my life, it is my country, it's the only passport I have, and it matters to me what happens to it. I decided to come back to the U.S. for the first time since all this went down, and I decided to come back now in order to vote. And a lot of people say, well, why couldn't you just vote by mail from Sweden? And I could, and I'm sure that would have been fine. But I wanted to be here for it. partly because I kind of felt that I would be more confident seeing the ballot go into the machine, but also because there was a kind of symbolic weight to actually seeing the country in this moment, being on the ground, witnessing it, not just from the news. I do actually consider myself patriotic, but patriotism gets really warped, I think. You know, it's not the kind of patriotism that says America's the greatest country on earth and we need to make sure that nobody else tries to change our way of life and keep the outsiders out. That's the sort of negative side of patriotism. I think patriotism is looking at your country and wanting the best for it and appreciating some of the fundamental aspects of it while being able to criticize what's gone wrong or what has always been wrong. The 2016 election night was one of the worst of my life, and to have the chance to kind of hopefully to get a redo and to be a part of that, especially because I'm still registered as a voter in Florida, and in Florida it really matters. And now it's never felt more important to vote, not only because of the fact that I want the president to change, but because it feels like the current administration is interested in kind of delegitimizing the voting process and making it harder for people to vote. And unfortunately for the world, American elections have a really strong impact on things well beyond American borders. So, you know, I feel I'm doing this also for all the people out there who will be probably negatively affected by a second Trump term, despite never even having the chance to vote yes or no to him. This experience has definitely brought me closer to my country, I would say. Even as I feel it's sort of more alien than ever, I think more than ever it's important to me what happens here. I don't think that the United States will dissolve if Trump becomes president, but I think it will be unrecognizable to me, and I may not be able to come back here. You know, that's how strong it feels as a choice. Some people might say that it's being overly dramatic, but I feel as if this election is really a referendum about the soul of America and what it's going to be going forward.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.